This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones died yesterday at the age of 76. The Republican representative was elected 13 times in the U.S. House. He was known for his independence and his integrity. WUNC's Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBerry joins us now for a look back at the life and career of this beloved public servant. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, Frank.
Tell us more about Walter Jones and the 13 terms that he served as in the U.S. House.
Served those terms as a Republican. Earlier in his career in the 1980s and early 90s, he served five terms in the North Carolina legislature as a Democrat. He was I call him a congressman's congressman in the obituary that ran this morning, and he very much was that. His father served 13 terms in the U.S. House. He was an independent, very much had a populist streak, a libertarian streak, and transformed, at least according to the letter, from a Democrat to a Republican after he lost a primary runoff election in the early 90s. And he was a breed of politician we really don't see much in North Carolina anymore, a moderate Democrat from down east, and was long someone that was not afraid to regularly vote his conscience and also go against the wishes and sometimes the demands of the leaders of his own party.
Yeah, talk about that and the many examples of that in his long career.
I think the best example at the State House was 30 years ago, last month, he and 19 other Democrats broke with the majority, joined with the Republicans to oust the then Democratic Speaker of the State House, a guy by the name of Liston Ramsey, who had been a longtime Speaker of the North Carolina House. And that's at the state level, of course. At the national level, he was very outspoken about any budget, any spending that would increase the national debt. He was he was a national debt hawk, for lack of a better euphemism. He often said, if you don't have it, you ought not to spend it. And that ticked off John Boehner, and that ticked off Paul Ryan. And just one other example that I do think it is an important one. A couple of years ago, Jones was the first Republican to call for an independent investigation into whether or not Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election. He was not afraid to vote against the wishes of President Trump, other Republican presidents, particularly if it led to bigger government. He very much was a proponent of small government.
And he was not afraid to go against his own party and really, as in some cases, the majority of popular opinion when it came to the U.S. use of violence abroad. And though he voted to authorize the war in Iraq, it's a decision he came to regret deeply. Tell us more about that, Jeff.
He voted in 2002 to support U.S. military action in Iraq, and this was not a close vote. I mean, it was a very comfortable margin. Republicans and many Democrats voted to move forward with this, and it lasted less than a year. And I believe it was he was at the funeral of a Marine in his district, and of course, the 3rd congressional district encompasses much of northeastern North Carolina, includes Camp Lejeune, and military a front and center issue for him during his 13 terms in the U.S. House. And it was a funeral early on during the Iraq War that changed his mindset. And he had really a transformation. A couple years ago, I went and I spent some time with him in his office on Capitol Hill. And in the Rayburn Building, there are just these long hallways, just these long white hallways. There's nothing on the wall. But when you're coming to Walter Jones's office, you know that it's his office because they're from a distance, you just see something on the wall. And as you get closer, there are thousands and thousands of pictures of soldiers who have died. And they all have little biographies about them. And he hung those pictures outside of his office as a reminder for himself and his staff and anybody that went to his office or passed by his office for the lives that had been lost. And he also, in the last 15, 16 years here, penned letters to virtually every family member of somebody who lost a loved one in the Iraq and Afghanistan war. At last count, I believe it was more than 12,000 letters. And at times he also made what he called his biggest mistake well known on the floor of the U.S. House. It was something he talked about and owned up to pretty passionately.
Let's listen.
I do that every weekend so I can be reminded of my mistake of voting to give President Bush the authority to go into Iraq, a war we never had to fight. It was manipulated by those within the administration And it was never had to be.
And what he does every weekend was write those letters to the families of deceased, those who were killed in the war. Congressman, North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones, who died yesterday at the age of 76. I'm talking to Jeff DeBerry. What are some of the, you've talked to other people who remember him in his long career in politics, both at the State House and in Congress. What are some of the memories that stood out for you as you talked with people around the state?
Well, as we're talking about this military component, I think it's important because I've seen a lot on social media today and some of the national articles, oh, the man behind Freedom Fries. And indeed, Walter Jones was the person who in, I believe it was 2003, said that French fries in the U.S. Capitol, in the cafeteria for the House, should be renamed Freedom Fries because France initially voted not to support U.S. military's the U.S. military invasion of Iraq. And that's fine. That's worth noting. But it's really important to note that he backed off of that just as he backed off of his support for the war. And that's something that, that's known in nomenclature. Oh, Freedom Fries. Well, the man who called for Freedom Fries also called for all the troops to come out of Iraq. And they were he obviously was opposed to that. And that's something. Well, he called for it early on. He very much he was not in support of the, you know, Freedom Fries after a short period. So we've certainly heard about that. I think the word that comes up time and time again is conscience. And many times people would look at how Walter Jones was voting and they would not agree with him, but they would acknowledge that he was voting what he felt was the right thing, what was in his heart, and what was best for his constituents of the 3rd District.
Losing a conscience and a congressman, a great loss to the state of North Carolina. Jeff DeBerry, WNC's Capitol Bureau Chief. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you, Frank.